the topic we're going to speak about, it says on the sign, is Nevuah, prophecy, Bizman Hazeh, nowadays. So, why am I speaking about this week? Someone's theory was that since the reason why the Gemara says that, Chazal tells us that Nevuah was taken away because the Yitzhar for Avodah Zarah was taken away. So since the Yitzhar for Avodah Zarah was taken away, Nevuah was taken away. So since last week we heard that there's still Avodah Zarah nowadays, so there must be still Nevuah nowadays also. But the emphasis is that there's psukim in this week's parsha. And this week's parsha is all the soidos of Nevuah are in this week's parsha. That it says, Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechalek between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of Shaar Nevi'im, the Nevuah of all the other Nevi'im. The Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nevuah of Shaar Nevi'im, it says that Im Yeni V'yachem Hashem B'mara Eilav Ezvada B'chaloi Madaber Boi. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Nevi'im through a chaloim, through an image, a dream of some sort. But Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu says, Pel, Daber Boi B'mara V'loi B'chidois. First of all, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to him, Pel, like you speak to a person. B'mara V'loi B'chidois, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him exactly what he wants. It's not something that requires any interpretation. V'tmunas Hashem Yabit, and he sees it exactly the way it is. And Chazal tells us that this describes three major chilukim between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nevuah of Shaar Nevi'im. That number one is that the Nevuah of Shaar Nevi'im, that the Nevuah, a Navi, when he received the Nevuah, when he received the vision, he's not awake, he's not able to handle it in his gashmius physical body. So he basically loses control of his physicality totally, and then he gets the Nevuah. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw it in B'marev, he saw it while he was awake. And number two is that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah doesn't need any interpretation. It was said the way it is. Masha'en Kein, all the other Nevi'im, it required some level of interpretation. There's a famous vart from the Maral Diskin that Shach brings down also to explain what was the Nisayan of the Akedah. If Hashem came and said to him, to Avram Avinu, go do this thing, go do Akedah and put your son on the Mizbech, so he went ahead and did it. What was the Nisayan? Of course he would do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it. So he says basically that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, the message was clear. There was no interpretation required. Do this, the Torah mitzvahs the way we have it, that was Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. But Nevuah of Avram Avinu and all Shaar Nevi'im required a certain level of interpretation. So, Memel, if a person is Nogea B'davar, so they're interpreted in the way that they want to interpret it. So, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells Avram Avinu, go, shecht your son, it wasn't like that. He told him a Nevuah that he could have interpreted in many other ways. Oh, go do something, you know, go make him poor, so he's like an ani, ilamais. He could have done other things. And if he was Negev Davar, he could have interpreted in a way that, you know, wouldn't have bothered him so much. That was in his sign, that his Negias shouldn't disrupt his MS, and he should interpret it the proper way. Fine. And the third thing is that Moshe Rabbeinu got a Nevuah all the time, and other Nevi'im only sometimes. Okay, so this is the Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mukhan for Nevuah always.
Not in the Bashman, that's not
reason. No what?
Not
in
Eshma? That's not the
part. No, what? Oh, no, maybe. But that's not what it says in this pasuk, at least. It's not emphasizing this. Grata is a vart that it says, b'chol, okay, we don't have time for that. So anyway, it happens to me that this is one of the Ikrei HaEmunah, is that Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is not like other Nevi'im. Because, and it's pashut like that, because if, like we're saying, that Moshe Rabbeinu was like other Nevi'im, then really his nevuah would require interpretation. A person would question, that would question a little bit maybe the amitas of the Torah, chas v'shalom. Because since Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah and it came through his interpretation, so maybe someone could question exactly how it's through, you know, through him. But one of the Ikrei Emunah in the MS of Torah is that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah didn't require any interpretation of his own. It came clearly through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pel Pe Adaber Boy. So Mamela, that's why it had to be that way. And Dafka through Nevuas Moshe came the Torah. Oh, that's why it says B'chol Beisi Nem Onhu. Reb Chaim says, B'shem the Reb Chaim, they say, B'chol Beisi Nem Onhu, he's believed because he doesn't say anything except for, it's not him talking. It's Yehoshua HaKadosh Baruch himself. He's not interpreting himself. Okay, good. So that's the Yisoid of Nevuah. Now, before we talk about, is it still Shaykh Nevuah nowadays? Now, the reason that that's a question is because there's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Yuma, and it's a Gemara in in Soita and in Yuma, the Gemara says, Mishameisu Chagai Zachariah Umalachi Nistalku Ruach HaKadosh Mishrael V'Afa Pikena Yimishtamshim Bevaskoil. And the Gemara says all the places that Nevuah ended from Klal Yisrael at the death of Hanani, Mishael, V'Azariah. So therefore the question arises nowadays, is there still any form of Nevuah that's still Kayim? The Gemara tells us it was bottled. So I wanted to go through a little bit Keseder, different forms that we find in Chazal of Nevuah. Nevuah means a Kadosh Baruch Hu communicates with mankind, and this is also one of the Ikrei Emunah. So, we described just now one level of a Nevuah. Nevuah is when a Navi receives a Mara, B'chaloim of some sort, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is communicating with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is communicating with him. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that there's another level of Nevuah called Ruach HaKodesh. And the way he describes Ruach HaKodesh is, and the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim apparently says the same thing also. He says, his lashon is like this. It's Rabbeinu Bechaya in Vayikra when he's talking about the Urim V'Tumim. What was the Mahalach of the Urim V'Tumim? So he says like this. Ki Avram Adregos Hein B'Nevuah V'da. Ki Ahefrash V'yesh B'Nevuah L'Racha Kodesh Hu. Shehanavi, when a Navi gets Nevuah, he's not really part of this world. His all of his physicality is batal, like we said, and he gets the Mara. V'ruach HaKodesh, he shalitzis batal echar ma'argashoy. So he's talking to you like regular, v'umidaber kederach kol adam. Avol yor'orer oisoy ruach el yoini, v'yoyfiya hadvarim al l'shoynoy. And he gets some sort of ruach in his spirit, in his guf, and he speaks, v'idaber asidus b'siyu aloiki. He speaks things, mimal, but it's not, he's still totally part of this world, and this is the level of Ruach HaKodesh. And so even more than that is the Mesilas Yesharim, when he's talking about the famous Braisa of Pinchas Ben Yair, the last level of the whole Mesilas Yesharim is Ruach HaKodesh. Kedusha Mevi'a L'Idei Ruach HaKodesh. So he says over there, what's Ruach HaKodesh? He says, "Shekvar tagia haskalosu liyos lemalu michoy kainoish." In other words, Mesias Sharma is saying, and that's what Rabbeinu Bechaya in another place also says, that Ruach HaKodesh is different than Nevuah. Ruach HaKodesh really works with a chachma. It's working with a chachma that a person gains a certain knowledge into things that maybe he didn't know otherwise. A person, even there's no way for a person to know it with his seichel, and even if there is a way to know, or it's like, let's say, a future hasidois, he could talk about the future that there's no way for someone to know, or it's something beyond what he knows, and he's given an extra chachma from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to give it over. That's the koyach of Ruach HaKodesh. So he's not communicating in the way like a Navi, but he's gaining this knowledge from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Rabbeinu Bechaya says, "Mori de Gazach." He addresses a question, which is a very interesting shaila. We know that you can't put a Sefer Torah beneath a Navi. There's a Seder. Torah goes on top of Nevi'im, and Nevi'im goes on top of Ksuvim, even though it's not clear where it says that, but it says that somewhere. That's what we're knowing. A Torah goes on top of a Navi, and a Navi goes on top of Ksuvim. Nevi'im have more Kedusha than Ksuvim. So the Shaila is, where does that come from? Why is a Navi more Kaddish than Ksuvim? What's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim, really? So you could say, because Nevi'im was written before Ksuvim. But it's not really true, because what's in Kesuvim? You have Shir Hashirim, Kehelas Mishle, was written by Shlomo HaMelech. You have Tehillim, was written by David. You have Eicha, was written by Yirmiyah. You have Rus, was written by Shmuel HaNavi. So Shmuel HaNavi wrote Rus, and that's Kesuvim. But Shmuel HaNavi wrote Shmuel, Sefer Shmuel, and that's Nevi'im. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Yirmiyah wrote, I don't know who wrote Sefer Yirmiyah, but Lemaisa, time period wise, it's the same thing. So over Shuas, I happen to have seen that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a new Sefer on Nach they put out, and over there on the Shtiklach on Rus, so he asked this question, why is Rus Ksuvim if it's written by Shmuel? So he says, because Nevi'im was Dafka written B'teras, that a Navi should give it over to, you know, Klal Yisrael, and Ksuvim was written not to be given over as a specific message, it was different type of message to be given over. It wasn't like a Nevu'ah that was given, go tell everyone this thing. But then he asked, in Nevi'im you find a lot of stories and things. He goes back and forth like 2 pages trying to figure out what's the difference. But there's Rabbeinu Bachai over here. Rabbeinu Bachai says that the difference is that Torah was given with Nevuas Moshe. So it's mamash direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since Torah was given with Nevuas Moshe, that's the highest level. Nevi'im was given with Nevuah, that's the next level. Ksuvim, he says, was written with Ruach HaKadosh, not Nevuah. And since it was written with Ruach HaKadosh, that means Shlomo HaMelech, when he's writing it, all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu is filling up his pen with these, you know, his mind with these Maritika thoughts, and he's writing it down with Ruach HaKadosh. It means it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not the level of Nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to you. And Memela, it's Ksuvim, it's a different level. This Rabbeinu Bachai says, very interesting point. So Ruach HaKadosh is a little bit of a different level. Now, it happens to be Reino Chaya later in Vizlis Bracha brings down from the Ramban that the Ramban holds that Ruach HaKadosh is a higher level than Nevuah, which we'll see maybe the Gemara like that. Okay. Now, I found over here also a pretty interesting question. When the person who's getting the Ruach HaKadosh is getting this, all of a sudden someone asks him this question, he's like, whoa, he gives this amazing answer, he predicts the future, whatever. So does he know that he's getting Ruach HaKadosh, or does he just say this thing? It's unbelievable. He answers the question. He got it right. And he predicts the future, and we find out the next day he was right, and whatever. So does he know at that point that he's like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to him, and he's filling up his whole neshama with this Mardika Chachma? Or it just happens, and, you know, yeah, I guess he thinks he got Siyat Deshmaya, but does he feel and does he know about the Ruach HaKadosh as it's going on? So the Lashon in the Rabbeinu Bachaya in Vizei Sabracha, he says also on Umurum Tum Levi Yomar, so he says V'yagira Sidois Aval Yoytia Dvar Mepi Kifima Shiyosim Befiv Ruach HaKadosh Hu Eino Yoydeya Me'ayin Bo Uloy Hadvarim. He doesn't know, literally, I guess, simply understanding the Rabbeinu Bachaya, he doesn't know where he's getting this from. He's like saying this, who ain't a yedea ma'ayin ba'ulo advarim? That's what Rabbeinu Bachaya says. He doesn't know where he got this from. But the Ramchal in the Derech Hashem seems to argue on this. The Ramchal in Derech Hashem says that, not like that, he says, Ruach HaKadosh means that it's this chokhma that a person gets. For sure he knows that he's getting this Ruach HaKadosh. So that's what he says. But he says like this. He says there's another level that a person doesn't know. There is taka a level that a person gets this chokhmah. He doesn't really know where it's coming from, and all of a sudden, like bam, he got this extra chokhmah from somewhere. This is like we call it Ruach HaKadosh. It's not really what Chazal mean Ruach HaKadosh. Ruach HaKadosh means it's a level of nevuah that a person knows he's getting into a special, whatever that feels like, and he knows it. If a person gets a siyata d'shmaya to answer the right thing, which is beyond his seichel, that could be right also. But it's not Ruach HaKadosh according to the Ramchal. We call it Ruach HaKadosh, but it's not Ruach HaKadosh. Al kol panim, That's for sure. That a person can get a siyata d'shmaya, a person can get saying the right thing, and a kosher could fill up his nefesh and say, he'll say the right thing, and he doesn't know he's saying it. According to Ramchal, that's not Ruach HaKodesh, but it's something. It's definitely something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping him. And this has brought down many Sfarim already, that a person, that if he works on his Midos, the Chavis Alvavus writes in Yichud Hashem, that if a person is thinking about Hashkach HaPratis, and whatever he does, he thinks about Hashem, then Hashem will give him back Hashkach HaPratis. And his lashon is V'yiftach lo shara yidiyasai V'yigalo lo soidois chachmasai. Because Rav is going to megala him soidois V'yirem me'ein ayin. He'll be able to see things without even an eye. V'yishma mibli oizen. And he'll hear things without even an ears. I don't know what this means. V'yidaber bli lashon. I don't know what that means. Well, what's he saying? But and he'll understand things a lot more. If a person has really believes in Hashkach HaPratis the right way, then he'll gain a lot of knowledge that no way he could have gotten without this Siyata D'Shmaya. I don't know if that's Ruach HaKodesh according to the Ramchal, but there's definitely this idea, it does exist, that a person, if he puts, you know, he's working on his relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu will grant him extra levels of Chochmah. So these are two levels of Nevuah. There's Nevuah Mamish, and then there's Ruach HaKodesh, which is a Chochmah, and then there's this other level, which Ramchal says is called Ruach HaKodesh, it's not real Ruach HaKodesh, that a person gets Chochmah from a Kadosh Baruch Hu just without realizing it, without knowing or feeling anything special. He thinks he's just, he won the jackpot that day, he got it right, but it was a Siyat Deshmaya. And that also, he says that that's a type, it's not Ruach HaKodesh, but it's definitely true. Okay, so now that that's the case, so what about Misha Batla Nevuah? Like we said before, the Gemara Numa, Mishameis, Suchagav Zchar, and Malachi, it was Batla Nevuah. So it was Batla Nevuah. Does that mean that there's no form of communication? There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's out of the world, and there's no form of communication once it was Batla Nevuah? So the emes is that there's a vort from the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav is Medayik in Rashi in Chumash. The Pasuk says in Re'ei, in Shoiftim, Navi Mekirbacha, Me'achecha kamoini yokim lacha Hashem. Hashem will give you neviim. So the Rashi says, kamoish she'ani mekirbacha me'achecha, just like I am from you, yokim lacha tachti, Hashem will give you someone else in my place, v'chein minavi lenavi. And so too, it will always be like that, minavi lenavi. So the Bris Karav asks that, I understand if you want to say, like a mel, a king. A king goes, the malchus goes from one king to the other. But a navi, what does that mean? Minavi lenavi. That a Kadosh Baruch, it sounds like a Kadosh Baruch is never going to leave you without a navi. Right, just like the malchus goes, you're not going to be in the status of that a melech. Once one melech gives up the malchus, the next one takes over. So it sounds like the Rashi is saying v'chein minavi lenavi. So the Brisker Rav says this pasuk according to Rashi is a haftacha that there will always be nevuah. It's a pasuk in the Chumash that navi mikir b'cha me'achecha kamoini, that you'll always have a navi. There will always be nevuah.
But there's no king.
What? No king. I know. But this is a pasuk about neviim. I'm just saying a mashal, like a king, you would understand that it goes one to the next. But this is a haftach and a pasuk. V'chein minavi lenavi, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give the nevuah over constantly. So this is a pasuk. The Brisker Rav is medayik. So the Brisker Rav says that if we lost nevuah, it must be that there was an einish, that we lost the haftach. But let's see. Maybe we could interpret a little differently. But there's a what? Okay, so good. So that's what we'll see. So, but there's a Gemara before that. That's the key. So there's a. So this is the Brisker Rav that he said that there was Avtach from Kadosh Baruch Hu to always be Neviim. So we'll have to see if that where is that in the sky. So there's a Gemara in Bava Basra, I probably kind of just mentioned, but I want to mention a different part of it. The part that he mentioned is that it says Amar Rabbi Yochanan Miyom Shechar Beis Hamikdash. Nitla, I don't know why I used to do it based on it. Nitla nevuah min hanaviim, v'nitna l'shoitim l'tinoikis. So people say this over all the time, that Once Nevuah was taken away from Nevi'im, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like if he has to communicate something, we'll give it through someone with no das of their own. A Shoyte or a Katan, and something, they'll spit out something that, you know, is a form of Nevuah. But there's a Gemara on the Amud Aleph. And the Gemara on Amud Aleph says, that even though Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im, it was not taken away from the Chachamim. Amar Ameimar v'chacham adif minavi, and the chacham is even adif minavi. Shneimar v'navi levav chachma. The navi has a lev like a chacham. You see that a chacham is even more better than a navi. Good. So this Gemara says that even though Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im, it was not taken away from the chachamim. So what does this mean that Nevuah was not taken away from the chachamim? So the Ramban on that Gemara, Bava Basra, the Ramban says like this: Hachi ka'amar, afal pi shenitla nevuah min ha'nevi'im, shehu ha'mare v'ha'chazoin, the formal nevuah of mare, chazoin, these visions that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would give a navi, that was taken away. Nevuah sa'chachomim, but the nevuah that a chacham gets, shehi b'derech ha'chachma, that's a chachma, like we said. There's a form of nevuah which comes through chachma, that a person gains extra chachma. Lo'y nitla, ela yoydim ha'emes, the Chachamim know the MS, Baruch HaKodesh Shebekirbam. That they have Baruch HaKodesh, and they know the MS, and that's the Gemara is calling Nevuah of Chachamim, and that Nevuah was never taken away. Even after the Beis HaMikdash, Aval Pishnitlam and Nevi'im, this form of Nevuah, that a Chacham has Baruch HaKodesh, and Yoidim HaMS, and they know what the truth is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the fact that, you know, they gain this extra Chachma, they know the MS, that's a form of Ruach HaKodesh. So, according to the Ramban, there is Ruach HaKodesh nowadays in Chachamim. And there's the Tosis says, and a lot of times you find in the Gemara will say, one Tana said something to another Tana that was like hard to understand. So the Gemara says, Ein ze ela divrei nevius. Ein ze ela divrei nevius. So, you could understand it's like a derogatory term, like, how could you have known that? That doesn't make any sense. You got a nevuah telling you that that's true. What type of? There's no logic to what you're saying. But the Tosfos says that it means it's a divrei shvach. It's a good thing. Kloimar ein chachma kazu shemevin lechalek kol kach svar muetes ubruach hakodesh amar. He must have gotten the ruach hakodesh at like the Gemara in Baba Basra. The chachamim have nevuah. So Tais also learning that the nevuah of the Gemara Babasar means Ruach HaKodesh. That there's a Ruach HaKodesh that Chachamim have to know the MS. Now, a lot of stories are told about you know, Gedolim and things like that. Now, not always is that a raya that there's Ruach HaKodesh, just because a Chacham may know something. There was a story that was going around that there was someone involved with Kirov that went to Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman. He took his students to Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman. I guess it was two particular students that, you know, I guess weren't being as matzliach as the rest of the Talmidim. And he brought them to Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman and for a bracha or whatever, and he called over the Rebbe and he said that he saw the whole class, but these two boys are a Reilim. They need a bris milah. They don't have a proper bris milah. So the Rebbe didn't, you know, thought it was a little weird, but he said, okay, fine. So he told the Rebbe, you have to take care of this. So the Rebbe called over the Talmidim and he said, do you know anything about, did you ever have a bris, whatever? So they said, well, somehow both of them, it was the same story that they weren't born from, and the bris was done by a non-Jewish doctor in the hospital. So they needed a tavas dam bris. Halacha is that if a non-Jew does a bris milah, you have to do a tavas dam bris. So they didn't have a proper bris milah, and you know, so they went over. So the story was that the people that were there at the time of the story, they ran over to Chaim Kanievsky, and they said, he told him the story that Rabbi Leib saw these two people and he told them that they never bris milah. So he said, they asked Rabbi Chaim, they said, is it, you know, you see, for you, is this a riot? And you see, look, see, Rav Aharon Leib has Ruach HaKodesh. So Rav Chaim said, Avada Rav Aharon Leib has Ruach HaKodesh, but this is not a riot. In RL, you could tell it from his face by looking at him. So, it means that there's obviously a certain darga that a gadol can sense something, just like a doctor would see a symptom of something in a person that no one else would see. There's a certain sensitivity in ruchnius that a gadol could see that's not necessarily ruach hakodesh. But and there's also a chacham. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says is a chacham aroyes anoylag. Chacham naturally has ability to see things that not everyone else can see. There's a lot of stories. I just happened to have just now seen, was reading a story that Shlomo Lawrence, who was in the Knesset for many years, and he was very close to all the Gedolim. So he used to go to the Brisker Rav very often to ask him advice about different things. And he went to the Brisker Rav. He has a lot of stories at the Brisker Rav, but this, I opened the book and I saw this story. So he went to the Brisker Rav, and he saw the Brisker Rav was very down that day. So he asked the Brisker Rav, why are you so down today? He said, well, tomorrow I have to pay the Yingalite in the Koil, and I don't have money to pay them. And I've never missed a paycheck, and I feel very bad about it. So he said, how much is it? He said, 1,000 liras. So Rabbi Lawrence said, okay, I'll give it. If I can make the Brisker Rav happy, I'd love to have this chus, I'll give it. So he said, okay, but how much can you afford? He said, I can afford 100. But I'll write the check now for 1,000. I'll go collect the other 900 for you. But this way you don't have to wait for me to collect the other 900. I'll give you the whole 1,000 now. And this way you have it. And I'll give 100 and I'll collect the other 900. After he left, he decided that, well, he's going to give away this schus. He has the whole schus. He'll just forget about it. And he'll work it out over time. Like, he'll pay it out to himself. He'll borrow and he'll pay it out. And at the end of the year, he was going over his accounts, and he saw that he had extra 1,000 liras in his account that he didn't realize as he's balancing his checkbook. And he's going back and forth, and he's going through his checks, and eventually he asks the banker for all the checks, and he sees that this check from the Brisker Rav was never deposited. So he's trying to go to the Brisker Rav, and he says, I thought you needed to pay. What happened? Someone else came? No one else came. So why didn't you deposit it? He said, remember you told me that you could only afford $100 and you were going to collect the other 900. How much of the other 900 did you collect? None of it. He said, exactly. I knew you weren't going to, so I didn't deposit any of it. So, what? No. Yeah. So he writes over there, Chacham Adav Minavi. That's what he says. But Lamaisa, the Ramban over here is saying that the Ramban says over here that Ruach HaKodesh was never batal. Tosis, the Ramban, they say that Ruach HaKodesh was never batal. And Lamaisa, even though the Gemara says that Mishabatla, Mishamesu, Chagav Zechari Malachi, Nistalku Ruach HaKodesh, it means a higher level of Ruach HaKodesh. But there was like Nevuah, but there is a level of Ruach HaKodesh that's like Nevuah that was never bottle at all, even after the Churban HaBayis, and that still exists. You might be find many Gemaras, even after Hanani Mishal Vazaria, that says that there was Ruach HaKodesh, there's a Gemara in Erevin, that Rav Gamliel said halacha, kibin Rav Gamliel baruch hakodesh. But what's even more so is that you find even in the Rishonim that the Rishonim say that they pask in a certain halacha because of baruch hakodesh. Like, there's a rive, there's two times. One of them we actually spoke at here a different time, but the Ravid says in his argument with the Rambam about hadasim. And he says over there, Kasav Arayvid, Kfar Harifia Ruach HaKodesh Beveis Midrashenu, we got Ruach HaKodesh, that the Rambam is totally wrong, and Mikam Hashanu Vehelani Shehu Posel, the distinction of Hadash Niktam Roisha is Posel. So, Kfar Harifia Ruach HaKodesh Beveis Midrashenu, we got Ruach HaKodesh, and also we spoke out when we were talking a while back, about the Indian of going on to the Har Bayis nowadays. So, There's a Machlokes Rambam Ravid if the place has Kedusha nowadays. The Rambam Shita is that it's still Kadosh. The Harabai is still Kadosh. But the Ravid argues. And the Ravid says his whole Shita. He says, Svaris, Atzmai Hizu V'Loyadati. I don't know where he got this from. And he said, the Ravid says his whole Shita against the Rambam that there's no Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash nowadays. And he says, Kach niglalim yisoid Hashem li'reyav. This, I got a gilui from Hashem for this. Lefika chanichnes at Hashem ein by karis. And he passes that there's no karis. Because soid Hashem li'reyav, that, you know, he got this soid from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the only thing I don't know is which level of Ruach HaKodesh. Like we said, there's a level of Ruach HaKodesh that you know you're getting it. There's a level of Ruach HaKodesh you don't know you're getting it, but you got it. So I don't know which one the Ravid is referring to. But either way, if he's saying he got Ruach HaKodesh, Mistalman knows that he got Ruach HaKodesh. So you see that this level of Ruach HaKodesh was never bottled. Even nowadays, even after that time that the Gemara says, and that's what the Ravid, the Rishonim, they all talk about, you know, that there's a Ruach HaKodesh that they have. And Taki, you find, and this you find in Gedolei Yisrael, that there's certain things that there's no way they could have known. There's no way they could have known something, and apparently they were aware, they knew. Like they say over from Moshe Feinstein, that for months, every day by his minyan, he was saying Tehillim for Shneur Kotler. When Shneur was sick, he was saying Tehillim in his minyan for a long time, every day, and then one day he told the Chazan not to say Tehillim. He didn't have the email, tech, he had no idea. There was, whoever was with him knew that he hadn't gotten a phone call, he didn't know anything that, you know, he said, I don't say tell him, and they found out that night, Roshner was after, you know. So there's definitely a level of that there's no way that Lamaisa, you know, the first things we're saying, yeah, there's a Chokhmah, there's Reis HaNoilah, there's different things. But, the Ramban tells us that Ruach HaKodesh, even after even a Chokhmah, that level of Chokhmah, that a person can gain knowledge to areas that he wasn't aware of before, which is called Ruach HaKodesh, that was not Batal. Now the Gemara says there's two other ways of Nevuah, semi-levels of Nevuah. Rabbeinu Bachai says that there's really four levels of Nevuah. We're talking about Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh. There's another two levels also, which is brought down in Chazal. One is called a Bas Koil, a voice from a heavenly voice, and one is chaloyim, a dream. So the Gemara really says over there in Soita that Misha Mesu Chaga Zachariah Malachi Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mishael Vafa Pikin Hayim Mishtamshin Bevaskol. Hayim Mishtamshin Bevaskol. So Baskol was still around for sure. The Gemara says Baskol was still around, and the Baskol is an interesting thing. Why is it called the Baskol? So there's a Tosfos Yom Tov that asks, why isn't it called Ben Koil? What Bas Koil? What is this? What does it mean, Bas Koil? So he says that a Bas Koil means is that it's not the Koil itself. It's not the voice of a Kodesh Baruch Hu like a Navi. It's a Bas Koil. It's like a child of the Koil. It's like an echo. So it's not the voice itself. A Kodesh Baruch Hu says something, and then you're hearing something that came out of that. So it's like the child of the Koil. It's much more further removed than Nevuah. And it's so shvach that it's only like a Nekeva, like a Bas Koil. It's not even a Ben Koil. So it's like it's a step removed. That's what Tosfos Yom Tov says. But it's a Bas Koil is not as strong as this level, because it's, you know, but, and Afal Pikein, even a Bas Koil is a big Shaila. A Bas Koil, can you use it to paskin halachas? And the Gemara says that there was Machlokes B'Sham Beis Hillel, they never knew how to paskin, and the Bas Koil came and said that we go like Beis Hillel. But there's a different Gemara that says that famous Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua were arguing, and Rabbi Yeshua paskined one way, and he said, if I'm right, and this needs should happen, the stream should start going upstream, and the Haruf should move from one place to the other, and it did, and the walls of the Beis Medrash should collapse, and they started to collapse, and then it finished collapsing, but all these Nisim happened, and even a Bas Koil came out, it says, and supported Rabbi Yeshua's halacha, and still the Gemara said, Loi B'Shamayim, we don't go like Rabbi Yeshua, but there was still an idea of a Bas Koil, you see clearly. But whether it takes on halachic status is a shayla of Loi B'Shamayim. But it happens to be interesting is that in the Gemara over there, we don't go with the Bas Koil, but in the Gemara Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, we do go with the Bas Koil. It says La'achar Bas Koil, we go with Beis Hillel. What? But whatever the reason that they could never decide that it was a good enough majority till then, why isn't that good enough? Because they had Rav Chochmah. The Gemara says Beis Shammai was had Rav Chochma, so therefore Keneged Rav Chochma could be that Rav Minyan is not enough. So it wasn't clear. So all of a sudden now the Baskel, we do go at the Baskel. Why do we go with this Baskel, not that Baskel? So I saw from Reuven Margolis, he says a very interesting thing, that this is Loi Bashamayim, that we don't go with Nevuah or Baskel even. We don't paskin halachas on that. That's only on something which remains to be paskined based on the chokhmah of the Talmidei chokhmah of that door. There's a mahalach how we can determine the conclusion for that. So if Rav Gamliel held that that's the halacha, and according to the Beis Din, we go with Rav Gamliel, so that's the halacha. So we have a way of determining it. But something that there's no way to determine, Gidre halacha, then you're allowed to rely on a baskel. That's what he wants to tie in this. So that's the answer. So Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel was stuck. That's it. We have no way of how to be machria. So something we have no way to be machria, you can go with the baskel. But something that we could still be machria, then we're machria with our chachma, we don't go with the baskel. I don't know where it says that. It says that someone... That's what everyone says. Huh?
What?
I don't know. You're right. People say that. I don't know where that comes from. The last form of Nevuah is a chaloim. Is a dream. Now there's a very interesting marsha in Brachis. And after Nei, the marsha says that there's three types of chaloimis. There's a chaloim. The Gemara says Hakol Elachachar Hapistroim. That no matter how the marsha asks a kasha, let's put it like this. Marsha says on one place the Gemara in Brachis says Hakol Elachachar Hapistroim. If you have a dream, then just interpret it positively, and it will be positive. But then there's a halacha of a tainis chaloim. So why are you ever making a tainis chaloim? Just go interpret it positively. You have a chalem, a tragedy happens, just interpret it, it means that it happened to your worst enemy. I mean, why ever have to do a tainus chalem? Just be paiser it. So the Marsha says there's three types of chalem. There's one chalem which it goes with the pisser. And there's another chalem which has a pisser and a middle darga that you could mess up if you give the wrong pisser. Right? And then there's a third chaloim that no matter how you interpret it, it's always going to be the emes because it's a nevuah, it's Aydei Malach, and now it's a nevuah of Yosef HaTzadik. So there's a level of nevuah min hashamayim, which is chaloim, a dream, which is not subject to interpretation, and we're afraid that maybe we got that chaloim, and that's why we go to Tainus. That's why we fast, because maybe our dream, we can't change with an interpretation. It's like the level of prophecy.
Why is it only Afshar Humo?
What? No, maybe if you don't care, that means it's really not wasn't what you thought it was. And any other way? And what does that ever have to do with you? I don't understand.
Bobby used to say Friday night dreams are not true. They don't come true.
And maybe there's a marshal later in the parak somewhere. I don't know. So the Lemaisa, there's a couple more things I have to say to get to still. So Lemaisa happens to be that this thing that the marshal says that the Nevuah of Yosef was a Nevuah, the Chalom Yosef was a Nevuah, there's a Murdik Rosh and the Pirush Rosh on Chumash that the Rosh asks the obvious Kasha on Yosef, why is Yosef going and telling his brothers his dream? You know, I have a dream that you're all going to bow down to me. Just, you know, you have your dream, keep it to yourself, and move on. Why are you being megare and making this whole machloikes with the brothers? So the Rosh says, I'm just going to read it because it's unbelievable. So the Rosh says that the reason for that is that yeah. So the Rosh says, "V'yesh loyma de Yosef haya bar chakim v'roya bas paklaria mi'ira, and hakoyvish nivu osay b'misa." So the Rosh says that the reason is because it's a halacha. If a person gets a nevuah, he has to say it. And if you don't say your nevuah, then you're chayv misa for that. So memela, it's koyvish nivu osay. So Yosef's chaloymas were a nevuah that it's koyvish nivu osay, and we're choish. Maybe we got that nevuah of Yosef. So you see that there's still that level of nevuah. Now, this you taka find all over the place. I'm not going to go quote it, but you find all over in the poiskim things that were megala to them in a chaloyim. You know, either soydis and Torah, like it's the idea from the goyin that he got soydis and Torah when he went to sleep, and there's a whole sefer I have over here, it's Shel Shuvas Min Hashemayim, that is a whole sefer from one of the Balei HaTosfos that he wrote. She'elos that he asked in his chaloimus, and he got back answers from about mamash all the sugyas and shas about mitzvah she has one girl, tons of stuff, and it's brought down in Paiskim this thing. So a chaloim has a koyach, and he brings in the hakdama to the sefer. If anyone's interested, is he brings from the sefer Yetzira that a person can plan to have such a chaloim. Meaning, if a person wants to have such a chaloim, there's a mahalach how to do it. I mean, you have to fast like a year and straight. but it says over there like exactly what to do. He brings down that the kadmoinim. It wasn't just a coincidence. Okay, he went to sleep. You know, had a good night's sleep and got a good chaloim. They went al das that they were going to communicate that night with a mahalach. And there's a mahalach how to do it. Certain fasting and whatever. Obviously, it's a huge madriga, but it was a form of communication that Lemaisa takes on. Like I said before, if there's no steer to that anywhere else, it could be takes on la halacha certain akarich la halacha. He brings that from in Shacharach all the time. You find it. You find that the poskim will say nizdam li b'chaloyim this, you know, this psak halacha. So, if someone comes, and I say I may have said over this before, but if someone comes and a big gadol tells you something with Ruach HaKodesh, and it's, I guess, the type of Ruach HaKodesh that he knows he got the Ruach HaKodesh, and he tells you, I got this with Ruach HaKodesh, are you mechuyev to listen? Are you mechuyev to listen if the gadol ador tells you something? I mean, obviously, if he tells you anything, maybe you're mechuyev to listen, but I'm saying, are you over the isra of not listening to a Navi? There's a pasuk in the Torah that it says Elov Tishmon, that if a Navi comes and tells you something, you have to listen, but Torah asks a Navi. It's a mitzvah saseh in the Torah, and you're chayiv, I don't know exactly what you're chayiv if you don't listen, but you're chayiv something. So the pasuk says Elov Tishmon. So there's a maisa that there was a person, his name was Rav Scheinberger. Rav Scheinberger wrote a sefer Amudei Eish, a famous story about the Srafmi Brisk, about Rav Shua Leib Diskin, the Rav and Brisk. And he wrote a whole book over there. And this Rav Scheinberger brought the book to the Brisker Rav for Askama. And it was a classical Brisker story. So Brisker Rav said, I like the whole book, but there's two words you have to take out. So what's the two words? You said over there in the book that Rav Chaim wrote, the Reb Chaim said about the Maral Diskin that he's so sharp in learning, he's so good in learning, and his Torah is so MS. Sheamka Salimah Shem Yeshua Leibai Sa Kolkach Miuchedes Shebizchusa Roya Sheiskayim by a Pasuk Elov Tishmon. So Brisker said, my father didn't say that, because my father didn't say that there would be a din of Elov Tishmon that you have to listen to him like a Navi to Reb Shua Leib Diskin. So you have to take out that memo. So okay, so you took it out. Apparently, a few years later, this Rav Scheinberger went to Chibina Rav and he told the Chibina Rav. There's different versions of it. I think the more in this book it brings down different, but I think the more accurate version of the story is that he went to the Chibina Rav and he told the Chibina Rav that the Chibina Rav complimented about his book about the Rav Shula Diskin, and he said, you know, by the way, you know, I had to take out something because Brisker Rav didn't like this line about Elov Tishmon about Rav Shula Leib. So Chibina Rav smiled and he said, pass me a Shulchan Aruch. So he passed me a Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Kedusha. That over there it says, in Kedusha there's a Shaila, the first line in Kedusha, we spoke about it on the night actually, the first line in Kedusha when it says, Na'aritzcha v'nakdishcha v'nekadesh ha'shimcha bo'olam, is only the Chazan supposed to say it, or is everyone supposed to say it together? It's a Shaila. So the Arizal, which way does he go? I think the Arizal says that only the Chazan is supposed to say it. Oh no, that everyone's supposed to say it together. Okay. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Haggois brings down from a sefer in Shulchan Aruch. So these are teeny letters, like in Shulchan Aruch, like somewhere in the middle of Hilchos Kedusha. So that he brings down from a sefer Nazirus Shimshon. Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings down that the Arizal says that you have to say word for word the Kedusha, the Elov Tishmon. So Chabina Rav said, you see that Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings down, the Nazir Shimshon said on the Arizal, Elov Tishmon. So you see that you could say Elov Tishmon on a Godol B'Torah based on his Ruach HaKodesh. So, and then Chabina Rav said, Mistama, Briskarov knows that, but Mistama he held that the Arizal was different. Arizal was Takana. But if there's a din that you have to listen to the Gadol Ador, the Stamei Briskarov held that you're not over the din of Elof Tishmon if he tells you Ruach HaKodesh. It's not that level of Nevoah that you're over an Isser if you don't, of Elof Tishmon. But what you see from here is that the koyach of a person, even nowadays, to be mizdabik in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in a certain way, the Kadosh Baruch Hu still has, is never left us this Hashgacha Pratis, and the Eifet to communicate with Klal Yisrael, which is one of the Ikrei Emunah, still is kaim nowadays.